Lady Chatterley's Lover by D.H. Lawrence. Read by Amelia Fox. Ours is essentially a tragic age, so we refuse to take it tragically. The cataclysm has happened. We are among the ruins. There is now no smooth road into the future, but we go round or scramble over the obstacles. This was more or less Constance Chatterley's position. The war had brought the roof down over her head, and she'd realised that one must live and learn. She married Clifford Chatterley in 1917, when he was home for a month on leave. They had a month's honeymoon. Then he went back to Flanders, to be shipped over to England again 6 months later, more or less in bits. Constance was then 23 years old, and he was 29. His hold on life was marvellous. He didn't die. After 2 years, he was returned to life, with the lower half of his body paralysed forever. In 1920, they returned, Clifford and Constance, to his home, Ragby Hall, the family seat. His father had died. Clifford was now Sir Clifford, and Constance was Lady Chatterley. Crippled forever, knowing he could never have any children, Clifford wasn't really downcast. He had a bath chair with a small motor attachment, so he could drive himself slowly round the garden and into the fine park. Having suffered so much, the capacity for suffering had to some extent left him. He remained